How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. WBNW, 1120 a.m.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I welcome everyone. We've got an active day today, lots to talk about. Later on in the show, for an extended period of time, we got a guest on in a book that I think is, the topic is great. It's called The Ostrich Paradox, Why We Underprepare for Disasters. Professor Robert Meyer will be joining us in... This is something we all face, but I'm going to save it for later on in the hour as we open up here with the news of the day and the continued assault on the Trump administration, whether it's approving VOES. I'm not crazy about VOES as Secretary of Education either, but I'm going to talk emotionally. I'm not going to talk logically. Anything. That upsets the left in this country, I support. And now, you know, I'm not supposed to say stuff like this on radio. I can't help it. It's the truth. I cannot stomach them. I cannot stand them. And the few relationships I have with people who have a, you know, like with a couple of members of family, et cetera, and a couple of close friends, the word is, don't talk to me about politics. Don't, because nothing, it's not worth a friendship. So if you want to say I'm on that, the difference between me and a lot of the progressives is if they know you think that way, they won't have anything to do with you. I'm saying don't talk politics and we'll continue our friendship. That's my policy. David Horowitz, in his book, The Agenda, I was supposed to have him on and he ran into a problem last week. I will be having David Horowitz on, and I hope to get him on here next week, but you won't want to miss it. He was on Tucker Carlson just last night, and it leads me to a subject that I think bears listening. Let me give you the first part of it, which wasn't what he discussed. Kellyanne Conway evidently misspoke twice, and somebody never straightened her out about Iraqis coming to this country for Columbine. And the whole world is up in arms, the whole progressive world. I mean, this lady is smart. This lady is articulate. Honestly, she's pretty hard to top. Trump got so lucky when he got Kellyanne Conway. Do you think Kellyanne Conway is so stupid that she would go on national television and, I don't know, this Cosmopolitan magazine and make statements about two Iraqi terrorists coming to this country when they were homegrown in Columbine and committed that horrific act? Who, with any sense of logic other than Chelsea Clinton, who I absolutely abhor? People say, well, you can't go after president's kids. Chelsea's active right now. Chelsea's active right now, and she is, just hold for a second here. Sorry, this is when these things happen. Just got an important note put before me. Chelsea Clinton is now fair game. And otherwise... This kind of stuff is absurd to take it and reinterpret it. I could give you a thousand instances of Democrats who say things and they mean them, and they're positively atrocious statements. So if this is unfair, and Kelly came out and admitted it, she misspoke, and boy, I'll tell you, these SOBs, they won't let go of it. They are grasping for straws. They are desperate. It is just unbelievable. And it's okay. It's okay because it just adds fuel to the fire. And the second part of this equation, and this is really where I support, I don't support David Hoare. I mean, David Horowitz supports me. I've been thinking this all along. I absolutely disagree with Trump's, the assessment of, first of all, Trump constantly speaks just off the cuff about everything. He doesn't seem to weigh his thoughts. It's a liability. I don't like it. But Trump is a passionate patriot. He loves this country. And you know what I say? We just got to, you know, let me see. Trump's a passionate patriot. He loves this country. I'm talking about his comments about Putin. Why would he come on and call Putin a bloody killer? Everybody knows he is. And there's a certain amount of substance to what has been brought up, and the fact that I think David Horowitz brought it up, that Hillary Clinton, the responsible of deaths for Muammar Gaddafi, who at that particular point was no threat to us, and to protect his own hide, he was actually an ally. There are other instances of innocent people being killed in the interests of the Democrat administration. Not a word. Putin's not been assassinated. My attitude is, why should we alienate ourselves from the possibility of developing a relationship with Vladimir Putin, even though he's a vicious killer and he's a nationalist? What if we can align ourselves on a couple of policies, kind of break the ice a little bit, destroy ISIS and who knows what else? I know it's not going to go too far. George W., I understand. I understand that your comment was idiotic. We all make idiotic comments. I'll probably make one before the show is over. When he looked into Putin's eyes, I mean, that was one of those embarrassing moments. Let me tell you something, folks. We all have these embarrassing moments. It's part of life. So suck it up and get used to it. We all make mistakes. We also say things we shouldn't. But I understand this whole Trump phenomenon. I do believe somebody's got to get to Donald Trump. See, and here's my philosophy. Stop with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Stop with Meryl Streep. Stop with all these insignificant human beings. I'll give Schwarzenegger a little bit of significance. But by and large, stop with the morons of Hollywood and just ignore them. The Rosie O'Donnells, the Joyce Behars, the Whoopi Goldberg is repulsive. Stop! And concentrate on the issues at hand. And I've maintained that because Trump has gotten away with this his whole life in building an empire, and he's 70 years old, it's difficult to unlearn these habits. Now, I will predict that as time goes on, he will mellow. Somehow it'll sink into him. I don't know who's going to tell him. He's a difficult guy to tell anything to. But but think about this. He's making the right moves. It's causing a lot of uproar. Glenn Beck, who's a big Trump supporter, fears for his life. He's now got two bodyguards with him all the time. Trump has come out to the people who hate him and say, I don't know Vladimir Putin. I don't want to know what people want. Are they saying they want him to be combative? Mr. Brave President Barack Obama, who, by the way, took $30,000 in personal gifts, which he shouldn't have. I just wanted to throw that in. Because you'll never hear the publicity about that. Mr. Wonderful. Trump says he doesn't know Putin. He's made statements that if it's a a race to increase nuclear weapons development, and if he has to, he will. We're not going to be intimidated anymore. Barack Obama had the, quote, guts to put sanctions on Russia as he was walking out of office. Barack Obama, who wouldn't cross the red line, who wouldn't act when the red line was crossed, rather, in Syria. It's the media in this country and Hollywood who are in control of most of the publicity you get. It's nothing short of disgraceful. Any publicity that comes out on Donald Trump, just, it has to be negative. And there are still people out there who are just buying into it and buying into it. They continue to buy into it. And here's Trump fighting for what is constitutionally correct to file a final arguments in a bid to restore the travel ban. He's 100% right by virtue of the Constitution. Yes, there are, quote, conservative naysayers. Bill O'Reilly, who I've been very impressed with recently and interviewed Trump for an hour, and Charles Krauthammer, differing over the comments of Putin killer comments. Why does Trump have to come on and say Putin's a cold-blooded killer? He knows it. What do you think that will do to help build relationships? You know, there's such a thing as compromise. In that case, let's cut off our relationships with China. Let's cut off our relationships all around the world because people say and sometimes do things that are wrong. Wake up. Wake up.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
Well, I never felt more like singing. All right, we're ready to rejoin, and joining us right now is Noreen Aguirre. Last name is spelled A-G-U-I-R-R-E. She is the author of Godly Dreams. It is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, bondsandnoble.com. Welcome to the show, and tell us about Godly Dreams.
Thank you, Stu, for having me. It's greatly appreciated. Yes, Godly Dreams pretty much started back in 2007. The Lord has given me about 25 dreams I placed in this book. So it's all inspired by God. And he just placed in my heart to just put it in a book and to share it out, to get it out there to as many people as possible.
Are you saying that you've accumulated dreams over the years and you've now put them in print?
Yes.
What's the common theme of these prints? What's the message? Is there an overall message?
Yes. Well, pretty much I feel that the Lord has called me. I'm pretty much an end-time prophet. Through these dreams, he's revealed to me. They're pretty much messages on what's to come, things that are going to be taking place. The front cover of the book, for those who... you can see it on Amazon.com, but the front cover of the book is pretty much a banquet setting, and it's pretty much I'm sharing a dream that the Lord has given me, and it's dream number 19, and it's called The Banquet of the Lord. And through this dream itself, I can see myself, I can see him preparing this banquet, very detailed, setting up everything perfectly, and I can see, you know, him doing this, I can see his hands preparing this, but I can see him through his eyes as he's preparing this. So on the front cover, that's the vision that he's given me to place on this front cover. And it's just amazing. These dreams are going to inspire you to have a deeper relationship with God. It's going to stir up the gifts that all of us have as children of God. And as well, there's a salvation prayer in there. To give your life to God and to accept him as your Lord and Savior.
Noreen, has this been based upon your own life experiences? I know you were an orphan. What were the profound experiences that really led to the dreams and led to the writing?
Okay, well, the orphan part, which you would find in the back of the book, because my mom passed away when I was 10. I was raised with my grandmother. And as I was writing this book and putting it together, the Lord placed in my heart that I would to give a percentage of proceeds of each book to help orphans and needy. And he placed in my heart because I, too, was an orphan, not only before, not only because my parents passed away and I was, not my mother, because my father's still alive, but I was raised with my grandmother. Not only that, but because as well as before accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So that's where the orphan part comes in. So he has given me a strong desire to put it in the book, in a book format, to just get it out there to as many people as possible. So that's what I've done. That's what I've done.
You got about a minute. Closing comments, something you'd like to say that we haven't covered very quickly.
Okay, in the front cover, it reads Revelation 19:9, and that's what he's placed in my heart to put in the front cover. And that Bible verse says, "Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true things of God." So this book is pretty much, the banquet of the Lord is pretty much the marriage supper of the Lamb, the banquet that we're going to be soon to be going home and partaking with our Lord and Savior. So it's a very powerful book. I also have a YouTube channel for those who want to follow along. It's under my name, Noreen Aguirre, on YouTube. But this book, pretty much you can pick up anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's. So it's a very powerful book that the Lord has given me to write, inspired by God. I know it'll be a blessing to many.
Great job. Very nice job in relating this to people. Noreen Aguirre, Godly Dreams, Fulton Books, the publisher. Thank you, Noreen.
Thank you so much for having me, Stu.
We're going to continue here. Our next guest coming up here at the bottom of the hour will be Howard Kunruth. We had a change, if you recall. I hesitated in the first segment because someone put a note in front of me, and there were two authors. We're just switching authors from Robert Meyer to Howard Kunruth there, and the book is The Ostrich Paradox. Continuing here on Trump and the efforts, this country faces anarchy, and I don't know, certainly there's a minority, I think, but somewhere in the 40s, who cannot stand Trump, who dislike Trump, and then there were people even in the majority who voted for him and don't like him personally, and I can't go on every day and tell you this isn't an issue of personality. There are many people I've dealt with in my life, and I'm sure you have, that you don't like personally. I don't dislike him personally. I just think he's over the top, and I think that will calm down, but I look at the results. You see, there's an old saying, actions speak louder than words, and in this particular case, that's really what I'm looking at. I love most of the actions. I love the selections he has for office. I love the fact that he's looking to put into effect what he promised to do in terms of reducing regulations, lowering corporate taxes, cutting taxes for the individuals, putting a strong move on immigration, building a wall, cutting out two regulations for every one that is instituted. It borders on something. I don't want to use the word remarkable. I think that's too strong, but certainly different than I've seen any other president. Barack Obama did everything that I think was the antithesis of this to hurt the country. You can have your own theory as to why he did. I have mine. I prefer not to discuss it publicly on radio, except to make the statement that when you got a bright guy, nobody is debating Obama's intelligence. Nobody. When you have a bright guy and he does 1,000 things and 997 of them are contradictory or the antithesis to what America is, you just come to your own conclusion. Now, I don't have anything based on facts. I don't know of any subversive groups that he's particularly involved with formally. I don't even know why I'm talking about Obama. I just want to make the contrast between Obama and Trump. And to say anybody, to any reasonable person out there, any reasonable person, because, you know, it's frightening to me if Obama ran for president for a third term, he would have won. And then it would be sayonara to the United States of America as we knew it. Look at the damage right now, racial relations, everything. I'll say the same for Hillary Clinton. I don't know why I need to keep reminding people the election's over. I'm telling you, if you're on the other side of the with the progressives, cool it. What do you got to look forward to, Elizabeth Warren next time? Praise be the Lord. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
is Talk Radio. Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AWOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
All right, we're back. Pardon me. It's always a little late getting into an interview when I hear this by the great Carla Thomas, who wrote that fantastic song at the age of 15. I had no idea if she knew future consequences, but we're going to talk with someone who will talk about how we're underprepared for disasters. And I said at the beginning of the show, I love the content of this book and the message. It's so important. The ostrich paradox. Why we underprepare for disasters. It's co-written with Robert Meyer from the Wharton and also Howard Kunreuther. He is the James Deenan. I don't know. Is that right, Deenan? Professor.
Deenan, but that's fine. Either
all right.
Way.
As long as he knows his name, Professor of Decision Sciences and Public Policy, Wharton Risk Management, and Howard is the author of a number of books. It would take too long for me to name them all. The book is published by Wharton Digital Press. No, it's not a coincidence. And I want to thank you for coming on and welcoming you to the show. Nice to have you on.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Stu.
All right. I love this book because I'm always thinking about, in fact, I just had a conversation with a couple of people, just had a conversation with my wife yesterday about the consequences of unintended actions or consequences of doing nothing. And the fact that I think it's in our DNA that we either suppress or repress the inevitability of certain events happening. And it's like going in for medical tests, I guess, if you have some kind of a symptom you don't want to know. We kind of block it out. Talk about the book, The Ostrich Paradox, and I'm sure I know what the title signifies. But talk about that and perhaps elaborate on my opening statement.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, first of all, we call it the ostrich paradox because we all believe that ostriches burying their head in the sand are doing it in order to be able to avoid situations. And it turns out that ostriches are very smart. They are extremely fast and can escape essentially any danger. And when they bury their head in the sand, they're looking for food. And that's the reason they do that rather than avoid it. And the point that you made in your introduction, Stu, is exactly a point that we make in the book, that there is a tendency to say that these events are not going to happen to us. We want to avoid thinking about negative events. When they do happen, then we do get worried and we do take protection and we try to take steps and we wish we had done it before. And so what we are doing in the book is to document the sets of biases that have been well studied by psychologists, behavioral economists, and others that actually lead to this kind of behavior, and then suggest ways that we may try to overcome it and recognize that this is part of our DNA, as you indicated, and that in many ways we have to try to adjust to that and try to take steps before a disaster, understanding why we underprepare for them.
I don't know how good an example this is. I think peace of mind is important. I had a good friend, a neighbor who lived across the street. I think cheap, really, when you come down to it. He wouldn't put an alarm system at his house. And I've had one for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. I mean, I had one since I bought my house. And he says, look at all the money you have spent and nothing's happened. I haven't spent any. I said, you know, all you need is one event and you'll be sorry you said that. And I will tell you, the money I've paid has been worth peace of mind. And I guess you can apply the same thing to whatever your choice is in terms of life insurance, term insurance, long-term disability. We look at these consequences as being too far down the road, don't we, Howard?
Well, I think that's exactly right. But the point that you made is exactly one that we emphasize in the book with respect to insurance. People don't buy insurance until after a disaster happens, if they can voluntarily make that decision. after the disaster, they may buy a coverage, but then if they don't have any claim over a few years, they say, boy, I've wasted my premiums. Well, look at what I could have done with all that money had I not spent on it, and they cancel their policy. And one of the challenges, and you've raised it directly on peace of mind, is one element, but also to indicate to people that if they haven't had a flood or an earthquake or some negative event over the year, they should celebrate. They should actually say that this is something, the best return on an insurance policy is no return at all, which is your point. I mean, you have peace of mind, but you also have to recognize that if you had that policy, you would have been far better protected against the catastrophic loss. And so we all struggle with that, and that is one of the hardest messages to get across. We'd like to suggest that you go out and celebrate, and maybe the insurance company gives you a dinner somewhere, but they tell you, this is given to you to celebrate the fact that you haven't had a loss. Continue to have your policy next year. Sleep better at night, but also recognize if you don't have it, you could be in real trouble should a disaster occur. And I think that's the point you just made.
Yeah, and I mean, like anyone, I could give a million examples, but I don't think I could resist going through this interview without using maybe the prime example of this and how it will undoubtedly adversely affect us as a nation, us as a people, and the fact that our national debt is approaching $20 trillion right now and accelerating. It's because we don't want to look at the consequences and where the breaking point is, but we can't continue to go on and expand this debt. We're going to pass it on to our children and our grandchildren. Like the stock market, people investing in the market. I think these are two pretty good examples.
Well, you're quite right. I mean, there are a lot of other financial examples like that. We don't get into this. I want to make it clear. I'm not going to give comments on the debt or the stock market, not because I don't think about it a bit, but rather I think that the point that you're making is we don't think about a lot of the events that are personal to us, which is kind of what our book is about, and you can then generalize it to other situations. We do talk about an issue that we could, you know, that we may or may not want to get into here, but I think it relates to what you said, which is a long-term problem on climate change, and that the fact that this is something that we may want to put on the table and we should be thinking about this now. We have a hard time doing that for a whole variety of reasons you just indicated, but we have serious challenges with more intense hurricanes and flooding, and the question is, how do we deal with something like that? Now, that is not an easy, any of the questions, the debt problem, the stock market problem, the climate change problems, are hard problems for people to get a handle on because they don't necessarily see them as affecting them personally now. And I think that's the main point that we want to highlight here, is that we have a set of these biases, these things that really prevent us from taking action today, because we are all very short-run oriented, all of us, myself included. I don't want to put myself in any different position. And it takes sometimes an accident or a disaster or some event to occur that gets us then to pay attention. And what we've written this book is to suggest that understanding why we don't take these actions.
All right, I don't know if I'm on it temporarily.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, are you there, Howard?
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, we had just a momentary glitch. Sorry.
Okay, I'm not sure where we were, but I wanted to just indicate we have some suggestions on how you can do a better job, and we call this at the end of the book the behavioral audit, recognizing what we do may be possible for us to try to help change our behavior a bit and feel comfortable doing it.
All right. Now, I'd like you maybe to go into a bunch of those because, this, you know, you got people out there listening who are saying, well, OK, all this sounds logical. All of it makes sense. What am I supposed to do to change my mindset and become proactive? I mean, that's the big thing. Talk is one thing. Being proactive is another. And I'm sure the first step is to read this book, folks. I'll tell you, it lays out a lot of great points here. So
well,
we're going to go to a break, and
we're
going to have you back
right
after the break. But maybe
we'd certainly say that's a step. But what we do is we catalog a set of biases. I've indicated a couple of them, but if you'd like me, I can just mention them and then say a little bit about ways that we might adjust.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that as we get into the next segment, because you don't have any time right now before a break, and you know how this works, and you know what the consequences of me avoiding these breaks would be. So I'm able to look ahead and understand the consequences of my action. I want to give the name of the book. The book is The Ostrich Paradox, Why We Underprepare for Disasters. It's co-written with Robert Meyer and Howard Conruther. The book is published by Wharton Digital Press, and it's not that I have anything against any of the other books or authors who have come on, but I just want to make a point. Since this kind of thinking is so personal to me, I'm recommending you buy the book. We'll be back right after these messages.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reason.
seasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, I know I said this earlier on. I just want to say it again. People say, whatever happened to David Horowitz, who... we ran into a little problem on that interview. His book, The Agenda, the steps that Trump is going to take that will resolve most of our problems. That's not the subtitle. I can't quite think of it. Actually, I have the book here, President Trump's Plan to Save America. We will have David Horowitz on. It's a bestseller, and I couldn't recommend this book to you enough, as most of you probably surmise. I'm in total agreement with him. Rejoining us right now is Howard Kunreuther. He is a professor of decision sciences and public policy at Wharton Risk Management, and the book is co-written with Robert Meyer, also at Wharton Risk Management. And, I think an incredibly important book, The Ostrich Paradox, Why We Underprepare for Disasters, Robert Meyer and Howard Kunreuther, again, if you want to buy a copy of the book. And this book is predicated on so many biases that we have that I think I'd be remiss by not having you kind of run through them, because I think they're really quite poignant.
Happy to do so, Stu, and I'll give you a brief description. We have six of these biases that we use as a way of then trying to get people to think about how they can do a better job recognizing them. And the first one I've already alluded to, which is myopia, short-term horizons. We think about the future in the short run. We have a hard time thinking about long-term. We want to make sure that anything we do, the benefits come to us fairly quickly, and if they don't, then we're afraid that we don't want to incur the costs. And we've been a couple of examples, and we can illustrate that in a few minutes if you'd like. Second bias is amnesia. You know, we forget things. You know, we, as I mentioned earlier, you buy insurance after a disaster, and then if nothing happens, you forget that you had one, and you say it's not going to happen again, and you cancel a policy. Optimism, which really connects with this, because we underestimate the chances of something happening in the future, and we say, you know, it's not going to happen to me. Maybe it'll happen to someone else, but not to me. Inertia is a fourth bias, and the basic notion is we tend to continue to do what we've always done. The status quo is a bias. We just say, why should I want to change? And one of the reasons we don't want to change is because if we change, we think about the negative consequences. They're much more painful than the positive features, and the minute we get into that kind of a mode, we feel it's best to maintain the status quo. Simplification. We don't really look at all the facts. We focus on one item, one or two, and then sort of deal with the problem by saying we've now dealt with it, and we don't have to think very much more. And so when the minute we do that, we really don't go into all the details. And that's our fifth one. And our last one is hurting, and that we look to other people as to what they're doing. They might not have any better knowledge of the situation than we do, but if they aren't doing something, we're not going to do it. So if they don't take protection, we won't take protection, which means the challenge is to get them or get us to take protection and try to get a social norm that we're all going to do things in a better way, because otherwise there's a tendency to herd in the reverse direction. So those are our six biases. We put them forward with a lot of some examples of how they played,
out. I want you to go through some of the examples of how to deal with these biases, if you would.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. I mean, let me give you, I think, an example of starting off with the idea that optimism, we underestimate the likelihood and say it's not going to happen to me. And we ask that question in terms of how people normally think about a disaster. Let's take a Hurricane Sandy, which had a very serious impact, as we know, on the Northeast, or a flood. And when people think about these, they say, well, you know, the chances of that happening are really, really small. I'm not going to worry about something that I believe next year is going to be a 1 in 100 chance of happening. That's so small, I won't pay attention. And so one of our suggestions is that we say, why don't we stretch the time horizon and don't give people the information of 1 in 100, but say, look, if you're living in your house for the next 25 years, there's a chance that this 1 in 100 flood or hurricane will actually be 1 in 5, that it will be at least having one of those over the 25-year period. And when people hear 1 in 5, and there are experiments that we've done on exactly that point, they pay attention. And they say, oh, wow, 1 in 5, that's a large number. I got to pay attention. All we've done is given the same probability but stretch the time horizon to 25 years, and then we say, well, think about what you can do with respect to how you might protect yourself against these disasters. Insurance is one that you could use, as we were talking about, but you could also maybe invest in some measures to make your house safer by, let's say, floodproofing it, and some people have elevated a house. And when people hear that, they say, well, that's really too expensive. I don't think I want to do that. It's going to cost me. I'm not going to get the benefits of that over the next few years. And you say, well, the benefits you'll get will be you'll get a reduced insurance premium. You have insurance, now it'll go down. And to make this attractive to you, we're going to give you and give your house a long-term loan. And the cost of the loan is going to be less than the reduction in the insurance premium because that cost is spread over time. And I think if you combine this little example of presenting information so people pay attention and then telling them that economically they're going to benefit in the short run, it's not like they have to incur that whole cost right away. The loan spreads it over time. They get enough back in a lower premium. Then it becomes a win-win situation in our minds. Now, that's how we...
What I want to do is interject because we have less than a minute. If there's a closing statement, a brief one that you can make that we haven't covered in this interview, please do it.
Well, I think that the brief statement that I'd make, Stu, would be pay attention to these events by recognizing they can happen and that you can get peace of mind, as you said, if you protect yourself, and then give people incentives that they benefit in the short run. And if they can benefit in the short run, they may take action that will help them in the long term. And maybe we'll get people to prepare a little bit better for these disasters.
Okay, again, buy this book. I think it will wake up a lot of people out there. I'm in complete agreement, which I'm not often with authors of books who provide content like this and nonfiction. I'm in agreement with Howard Kunruth, co-authored Robert Meyer. The Ostrich Paradox, Why We Underprepare for Disasters. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening. Back here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,